State Examinations Commission. Leaving Certificate Applied 2005. Social Education. Section A. Oral Test. You will hear a recording of a report. This report focuses on the issue of single-parent families. There are two parts to this report. After hearing each part of the report, you will be given time to answer the questions as instructed. First playing. You will hear the entire report. This will give you a general idea of what the report is about. Second playing. You will hear only part one. Listen carefully, as you will hear this only once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 1 to 5. Third playing. You will hear only part 2. Again, listen carefully, as you will only hear this once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 6 to 9. Fourth playing. You will hear the entire report. You should then answer question 10, which will be spoken on the tape, after which you will be given time to write your answer. You will now hear the full report. There is space for notes in your answer book.
My name is Patricia, and I'm 19 years of age. I'm a single parent living with my son Owen, who is 3 years old. A lot of people look at single parents pushing buggies and think they have a great life. This is way off the mark. Many people believe that young women get pregnant to milk the system, get a council house and money for a pram and household appliances. If any girl becomes pregnant to get a council house, she's going down the wrong road. It isn't all honey and roses. You do get allowances, but after that, you are on your own. No one realises what it is like. Once the front door closes, you are on your own. I didn't set out to be a single parent. It's hard being on your own, with no other adult for company, support or advice. You don't know where the money for the next bill is going to come from. Sometimes I wish my child's father was still in our lives, but then I realise that we are possibly better off without him. My daily routine is fairly regular. My son goes to play school in the morning, while I attend a training programme in town, learning computer skills. I pick Owen up at 1 p.m, cook dinner, tidy up, and spend some time playing with him. At 8 o'clock, he goes to bed, and I get the rest of my housework done. I'm usually in bed by 10:30, as Owen wakes early in the morning, and I'm constantly wrecked. At the weekend, I do the shopping, go to the park, go to mass, and visit my mother. About once a month, I go out on a Saturday night, but normally I watch a video. Everything I do in my life is for my child. I am mother, father, doctor, nurse for my child. I try to do the best I can for him. Above all, I will give him the best love and support I can. Despite what people believe, unmarried mothers don't get everything free. I'm constantly struggling to avoid running into debt. Owen's father plays no role in his upbringing. I took him to court to pay maintenance. He was ordered to pay €10 maintenance a week by standing order. This does not increase our income, as my social welfare is cut by a corresponding amount. Rent costs me €35, leaving just €140 to pay for food, telephone, electricity and everything else. Once all the bills are paid, I'm looking to have €10 to do something with my son. Holidays, new clothes, makeup, nights out, all the things that young girls my age should be enjoying, I just can't afford. Instead, I'm constantly looking for special offers to save money in order to provide treats for my son. At present, I get a subsidy to pay for childcare, but I think that childcare should be free for single parents taking part in training programs and for at least the first year at work. This would give single parents an incentive to go to work and contribute to the economy. A lot of single parents feel that there is no point in voting in elections. I think this is important. young single parents should be educated to realise the power of their vote. We should use our vote to force politicians to consider improving the plight of single parents.
You will now hear part one of the report. Please read questions 1 to 5. You have 1 minute.
Part 1. My name is Patricia and I'm 19 years of age. I'm a single parent living with my son Owen, who is 3 years old. A lot of people look at single parents pushing buggies and think they have a great life. This is way off the mark. Many people believe that young women get pregnant to milk the system, get a council house and money for a pram and household appliances. If any girl becomes pregnant to get a council house, she's going down the wrong road. It isn't all honey and roses. You do get allowances, but after that, you are on your own. No one realises what it is like. Once the front door closes, you are on your own. I didn't set out to be a single parent. It's hard being on your own, with no other adult for company, support or advice. You don't know where the money for the next bill is going to come from. Sometimes I wish my child's father was still in our lives, but then I realise that we are possibly better off without him. My daily routine is fairly regular. My son goes to play school in the morning, while I attend a training programme in town learning computer skills. I pick Owen up at 1 p.m, cook dinner, tidy up and spend some time playing with him. At 8 o'clock, he goes to bed, and I get the rest of my housework done. I'm usually in bed by 10:30, as Owen wakes early in the morning, and I'm constantly wrecked. At the weekend, I do the shopping, go to the park, go to mass, and visit my mother. About once a month, I go out on a Saturday night, but normally I watch a video. Everything I do in my life is for my child. I am mother, father, doctor, nurse for my child. I try to do the best I can for him. Above all, I will give him the best love and support I can.
Please answer questions 1 to 5 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear part two of the report. Please read questions 6 to 9. You have 1 minute.
Part 2. Despite what people believe, unmarried mothers don't get everything free. I'm constantly struggling to avoid running into debt. Owen's father plays no role in his upbringing. I took him to court to pay maintenance. He was ordered to pay €10 maintenance a week by standing order. This does not increase our income as my social welfare is cut by a corresponding amount. Rent costs me €35, leaving just €140 to pay for food, telephone, electricity and everything else. Once all the bills are paid, I'm looking to have €10 to do something with my son. Holidays, new clothes, makeup, nights out, all the things that young girls my age should be enjoying, I just can't afford. Instead, I'm constantly looking for special offers to save money in order to provide treats for my son. At present, I get a subsidy to pay for childcare, but I think that childcare should be free for single parents taking part in training programs and for at least the first year at work. This would give single parents an incentive to go to work and contribute to the economy. A lot of single parents feel that there is no point in voting in elections. I think this is important. Young single parents should be educated to realize the power of their vote. We should use our vote to force politicians to consider improving the plight of single parents.
Please answer questions 6 to 9 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear the entire report again. After this, you will hear a recording of question 10.
My name is Patricia, and I'm 19 years of age. I'm a single parent living with my son Owen, who is 3 years old. A lot of people look at single parents pushing buggies and think they have a great life. This is way off the mark. Many people believe that young women get pregnant to milk the system, get a council house and money for a pram and household appliances. If any girl becomes pregnant to get a council house, she's going down the wrong road. It isn't all honey and roses. You do get allowances, but after that, you are on your own. No one realises what it is like. Once the front door closes, you are on your own. I didn't set out to be a single parent. It's hard being on your own, with no other adults for company, support or advice. You don't know where the money for the next bill is going to come from. Sometimes I wish my child's father was still in our lives, but then I realise that we are possibly better off without him. My daily routine is fairly regular. My son goes to play school in the morning, while I attend a training programme in town, learning computer skills. I pick Owen up at 1 p.m, cook dinner, tidy up, and spend some time playing with him. At 8 o'clock, he goes to bed, and I get the rest of my housework done. I'm usually in bed by 10:30, as Owen wakes early in the morning, and I'm constantly wrecked. At the weekend, I do the shopping, go to the park, go to Mass, and visit my mother. About once a month, I go out on a Saturday night, but normally I watch a video. Everything I do in my life is for my child. I am mother, father, doctor, nurse for my child. I try to do the best I can for him. Above all, I will give him the best love and support I can. Despite what people believe, unmarried mothers don't get everything free. I'm constantly struggling to avoid running into debt. Owen's father plays no role in his upbringing. I took him to court to pay maintenance. He was ordered to pay €10 maintenance a week by standing order. This does not increase our income, as my social welfare is cut by a corresponding amount. Rent costs me €35, leaving just €140 to pay for food, telephone, electricity and everything else. Once all the bills are paid, I'm looking to have €10 to do something with my son. Holidays, new clothes, makeup, night out, all the things that young girls my age should be enjoying, I just can't afford. Instead, I'm constantly looking for special offers to save money in order to provide treats for my son. At present, I get a subsidy to pay for childcare, but I think that childcare should be free for single parents taking part in training programs and for at least the first year at work. This would give single parents an incentive to go to work and contribute to the economy. A lot of single parents feel that there is no point in voting in elections. I think this is important. Young single parents should be educated to realise the power of their vote. We should use our vote to force politicians to consider improving the plight of single parents.
You will now hear a recording of question 10. You will hear this question twice. Question 10. What does Patricia mean when she says that she is mother, father, doctor, nurse for my child? What does Patricia mean when she says that she is mother, father, doctor, nurse for my child? You have 3 minutes from now to answer this question. You have 1 minute left. This completes Section A, Oral Test. Please proceed to Sections B and C of the examination.